This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one. Our next question is called, Wait, is this a date? I was asked by a guy if I'd like to go to the movies or have a drink together. I see him as a friend, but not a good friend. We do text each other from time to time and went out with common friends, but never just the two of us. I said, yes, I would love to have a drink, but now thinking about it, maybe I misunderstood him and he was asking for a date. How do I ask him if this is a date and tell him that I'm not interested in dating him or anyone else without hurting his feelings? These are such tricky circumstances. We're talking early friendship, maybe early romantic life territory.
Right?
And these are gray line boundaries. It's entirely possible that the person who has asked you out, and here we are already starting to use date language, who
I
has
know,
asked
right?
you to go have a drink, may or may not even know if they're interested.
Right?
This might be a friend that wants to be a better friend, and maybe that is a possibility for more. Maybe it isn't. It can really be helpful in moments like these to set some boundaries that you're comfortable with. And I think you're also wise to acknowledge to yourself, to be realistic about the fact that you're entering that gray area territory where people's feelings and emotions might be on the line, where someone may have felt like they put themselves out there and asked you out on a date. And I think there's some integrity to honoring that and that instinct that you're seeing in yourself.
You also don't want egg on your face,
you
right?
You also
because
don't
they
want...
might not.
You don't want to assume too much. You don't want to assume that you've been asked out if this is really a soft ask, if this is a get-to-know-you friend situation, if this is just a let's-be-better-friends situation.
Yeah.
So there is some middle ground territory where in your acceptance of the invitation, you might start to help set some of those boundaries or suss out the territory a little more. One idea, sample script, I'll give it a try.
Go, Dan,
you can
go.
Always say, I'm always looking for a new friend. I'd love to get to know you better. Just some things that really define the territory as what you feel comfortable with it being. Another way that you might start to broaden and take this out of romantic territory would say, let's invite so-and-so, someone from that middle ground territory. Oh, I'd love to go get a drink, watch a game. You know, so-and-so loves that team also. Should we invite them?
Inviting that third party is a real, real interesting way to kind of show that you were thinking of this as just friends without actually saying it. And then the response that you get might be a very gracious, yeah, let's bring him along, even if this was a date ask. But it kind of sets a little bit more of a territory that you're not picking up on the cues. So they might need to really say, hey, would you like to go out on a date mm-hmm. in order for you to understand it?
At the same time, you really want to leave room to say yes and to go. And
yeah.
see what happens. And I appreciate the nervousness about addressing it in the moment. If you do go and it starts to take on a feel or a flavor of being something where you're picking up on romantic interest.
And I think that's exactly why our listener said, I know that I could go and figure this out, but I'd really like to head this off at the pass. And so if you feel confident, if you feel like you could practice or deliver well, being able to ask this person ahead of time and clarify for yourself, you should feel encouraged to do that. I am always going to be a champion of open, honest communication that just admits uncertainty and seeks an answer.
So I would maybe phrase the affirmative other option as, and I'd like to keep this in the friend territory right now.
And if someone did say to you, yeah, no, dude, we were just going to go get beers and watch the game. I'm not looking to date you. That might be something where you say, totally understand. I really didn't mean to put you in an awkward position, but I would love to go grab a beer and watch the game and da 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 da. The final thing, no matter what, if it turns out that this person was romantically interested in you and you are not returning that, be positive and friendly and kind when you see them.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.